This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A detour now from the European Union stories that have been dominating of late. Will or won't? And if they will, when will the United Kingdom leave the EU? There's a crisis of sorts brewing on Europe's southern flank between Rome and the European Commission over the Italian budget. The Commission has just taken the first step toward fining Italy for breaking EU budget rules. But the current Italian government, no fan of the European Union, it must be said, has a new weapon at hand, a proposed financial instrument of sorts called the mini-bot. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from the European desk, the opportunities for economic peril are high.
The mini-bot would be aimed at allowing the government to pay its way without using euros, says Lorenzo Codogno, a former chief economist with the Italian Treasury.
The government would use it to pay suppliers and possibly even use it to pay civil servants' wages. And on top of that, the government would allow people and companies to pay taxes with this.
The plan has been knocking around for some time, but it resurfaced last month when the Italian Parliament agreed that the government should consider creating mini-bots. And why?
One of the main objectives of these proposals are really to bypass the fiscal rules.
The fiscal rules imposed by the Eurozone. The idea is that the mini-bots would allow the government to expand spending without breaching those Eurozone budget restrictions. Codogno and other critics think the idea is crazy.
I think in the end, however, it's really just a negotiating tactic.
Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
This is a threat. They want a little bit more flexibility from Brussels, and they'll probably get it by this kind of threat.
But he concedes the mini-bot could be more than just a lever in the budget negotiations. It could conceivably presage Italy's departure from the Eurozone.
It could be a parallel currency which would enable them to get out of the euro.
But there's something standing in the way of the mini-bot becoming a parallel currency. It's structured as a tax credit, so the government would have to permit recipients to use it to pay for things other than taxes. And that's possible, says Agnese Ortolani of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
They could use it to settle any, for instance, energy bills or buy train tickets or other goods or services that are supplied by public companies.
The mini-bot could become a kind of lira in waiting, an Italian currency that could be swiftly turned into legal tender if the country ditches the euro. Last month's parliamentary vote on the mini-bot was non-binding. If that changes, says Ortolani, there could be a big market reaction.
To put this into a piece of legislation, then it would be widely perceived by the markets as the very first step for Italy to exit the eurozone.
At the thought of the eurozone losing its third largest economy, the market reaction would be fierce. The euro would plummet. Italian bond yields would soar. Mini-bot sceptics like Lorenzo Codogno think it's unlikely to occur.
You don't think Italexit, Italy leaving the euro, is going to happen?
I don't think it will happen. But I think at this stage, with this government, I think it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
The Italian Treasury tried to calm investor fears, insisting it is not planning a parallel currency. But anxiety is growing. A senior figure in the ruling Lega Party hasn't helped. He posted online a mock-up of the mini-bot, and it looked exactly like a banknote. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.